I'm Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, ESPN's Tim Kirkjian on one of baseball's funniest and most painful unwritten rules. But first, Charlie Pierce joins me for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill, and welcome back to the Only a Game family to our friends at Minnesota Public Radio.
With about a week to go in Major League Baseball's regular season, Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles has said that playing before the home crowd has been, quote, eerie. I don't know if they're ghosts at the ballpark or what. What's going on in Baltimore?
Nobody's going to the games.
Ah.
Remember when Camden Yards was the go-to place in all of baseball for its nostalgic and well-marketed charm? Nobody's going to see the Orioles play right now.
The charm has worn off, huh?
They're drawing 20,000 for a game against Boston in the middle of a pennant race.
Charlie, the Cincinnati Reds are not the worst team in baseball. The Twins have won fewer games than the Reds. However, one assessment I read this week suggested that the Reds' pitching staff was the worst of all time. Some analytic applications suggest this. Quite a distinction if it's true, don't you think?
Well, yeah. Cincinnati's pitchers allow an average of 1.6 home runs every 9 innings, or one every 21 at-bats. And I did not have to take the Nate Silver course in advanced analytics to know that that's too many home runs
that's
to give up.
That's not good. Giants pitcher Madison Bumgarner started a bench-clearing brawl on Monday night by repeatedly screaming at Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers for looking at him. So the Dodgers showed up on Twitter in T-shirts reading, "Don't look at me." This doesn't happen in other sports, does it?
I'll tell you what, this is some expert trolling. This is some grade-A, concierge-level trolling by the Dodgers. Very, very well done. I do like the guy, too, that's wearing the hat from the USS New Jersey.
On Thursday, Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Doug Baldwin made a plea for attorneys general of all 50 states to review, quote, training policies for police and law enforcement. This is following the latest police shootings of African Americans in Charlotte and Tulsa. Did any of those attorneys general respond?
Yes, the Attorney General of Washington, Bob Ferguson, answered on his Twitter account saying that he'd like to sit down with Baldwin, and I think that's all to the good, and I'm really happy to see athletes stepping up on this particular issue because they know they all have kids and they know what can happen if you look at somebody the wrong way or, excuse me, fail to comply.
In Tiga K, South Carolina, the only football available for kids age 7 through 12 now is flag football. Tackle football has been on the decline for a few years. I guess maybe we're looking at a positive trend.
Yeah, this is a development that we're going to see in a lot of places. It's interesting that it's beginning in the South where, of course, football is very well established. But parents are going to start looking at and realize the game isn't worth the candle.
Former NBA guard and current Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson got hit in the face with a pie on Wednesday at a charity dinner, and I assume he took it all in good fun, as anybody getting hit in the face with a pie might do, right?
No, he beat the hell out of the guy, and while I don't approve of people who hit other people in the face with pies, Kevin Johnson has been a pretty awful mayor, and frankly, I think if anybody in public life these days deserved a pie, it was him. As Chris Rock says, I don't approve of hitting people in the face with pies, but I understand.
The NBA has told its referees that when the season starts, they need to be on the lookout for groin hits. So I guess we're going to see enforcement of the Draymond Green rule.
Draymond and his family must be completely proud that his name has been attached to a rule making it a point of emphasis not to kick your opponent in the nether regions.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty clear what he's up to.
I don't know who is going to prevail in the World Cup of Hockey, Charlie, but I want
but
to focus.
But I know who won't.
I want to focus for a minute on a team that will not be participating in the final two rounds. Team USA, they didn't win a single game.
And they looked awful doing it, but at least they respected the national anthem, which is what John Tortorella, who likely will not be coaching this team again, made sure before things started that they would be respecting the national anthem and none of this Kaepernick stuff. Great. And then your team went out there and laid a giant egg.
And finally, Charlie, minor league baseball teams are not usually allowed to use a player's name or image until he makes it to the major leagues, but an exception has been made for Mets minor leaguer Tim Tebow, and the result is that last weekend, when the Tebow shirts first became available, that shirt topped sales for Major League Baseball's online shops. Not bad for a fellow who couldn't play quarterback and probably won't make the major league.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Tebow can't complete passes, but he can close sales, that's for sure. I think that every sport should just have a Tebow jersey now.
Ooh.
I think there should be an NHL Tebow jersey, maybe some golf equipment, Davis Cup tennis perhaps, next Olympic. I think the next Olympic team should have Tebow on the back of all their gear.
And you forgot soccer.
Soccer's sort of doing okay around the world without Tim Tebow, but, you know, you never can tell. I'd keep him in reserve.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.